The Garbuskis and the Dombrovskis are neighbors, couples in their 80s who have lived side by side for nearly 5 decades. Both were flooded during Sandy. Both have finished fixing their homes after the storm.
I did everything myself except this boiler.
That's Zygmunt Dombrowski. Everyone calls him Ziggy.
They ripped it out. I put it back. My electrical panel, everything I did myself.
Ziggy lives in Sayreville, New Jersey, which is a little east of New Brunswick, between the Raritan and South Rivers. His neighborhood severely flooded 3 times in the last 3 years. So the state wants to buy his house, the Garbuskis, and some 1,300 other homes for their pre-storm value and demolish them. It's part of a $300 million program called Blue Acres that's funded with federal Sandy aid. But the process hasn't moved as fast as the state and homeowners were hoping. 16 months after Sandy, over 400 deals are in the works, mainly in Middlesex and Cumberland counties. But only 44 have closed so far. One cause of the slowdown is that many homeowners, including Ziggy and his neighbor, Don Garbuski, feel like they've been lowballed by the state.
The assessment process is a very sore subject with me.
Don thinks his offer is at least $20,000 short. But while many of his neighbors are appealing their appraisals or still deciding what to do, Don's made up his mind. In a few months, he'll move to South Carolina and the house will be rubble. He's even stopped maintaining things, like the front door.
This doorknob that's broken, I refuse to have it replaced because we're leaving, you know, so why fix it?
So what have you done?
It's just I put duct tape over the piece of crap.
He tells guests not to bother taking their shoes off.
I don't care if somebody comes in with ice skates.
Rich Bornazian runs Blue Acres. It's part of the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection. He says the DEP did notice that appraisals done by one of the 3 companies the state hired were consistently lower than the other two, and he encouraged those homeowners to appeal the amount they got. But that takes time.
Now, there are other problems, too. What we didn't expect was the 30% rate of people that were underwater on their mortgage. That's a tough one. The state doesn't have extra money to buy more than the appraised value.
So add negotiating with banks to the timeline to see if they'll agree to sell for a price that's less than the homeowner still owes on their mortgage. And now the state has to wait for a second round of federal funds to be released before it can make more offers. When the new money comes, Bornazian says he'll finally start buying up properties at the shore, though in smaller chunks. For example, there are 3 lots in Beach Haven that could be a parking lot and a dog park. But there hasn't been as much interest from the coastal communities.
Nobody's going to sell us their beachfront house. So let's go there. You know, I've been to LBI maybe 4 or 5 times talking to the different communities there. And nobody's selling us beachfront.
In Toms River, which has the highest flood insurance payouts in the state over the last 4.5 decades, 25 homeowners have applied for buyouts. Mayor Tom Kelleher says he'd support those applications, but he also thinks that Sandy was a one-shot deal, and he's skeptical that buyouts would make a difference in Toms River.
All of the flooding that we had in 10,000 homes in Toms River were affected. They had never been flooded before, and the odds are they'll probably never be flooded again.
But the main reason Bornazian says the buyouts are moving slowly is all the emotion that comes with leaving.
So when somebody comes to us and says, I'd like to finish out the school year in this house, there's some people that come to us and said, I want to die in this house. It's not all logical. It's very gut-wrenching, emotional decisions that people have to make.
After all the work Ziggy Dombrowski put into his house and all the memories that he has there, he says he just can't leave. He won't.
Do I like my place? Love this house. We've been here 49 years. Why would I want to leave now? When we came here, there was only 2 or 3 houses. If they all leave, that's fine with me. I'm used to that. That's the way it was before.
Ziggy says even if the state offered him more money, he still wouldn't sell. Tracy Samuelson, WHYY News.